What makes the difference in the quality of people's lives? What makes some people leaders and other people followers? What makes most people talk about a dream and never follow through, and other people, just a small percentage, kick ass, take names, you can throw any obstacle at them, they find a way to break through. What's the difference?
Today is the beginning of the rest of your life.
Set your life on fire and seek those who fan your flames.
Prioritize who you are, who you want to be, and don't spend time with anything that antagonizes your character.
Don't be hanging with no jank-ass jokers that don't help you shine.
You know that group of friends that you hang out with that it really might not bring out the best in you? You know, they gossip too much or they're kind of shady. They really aren't going to be there for you in a pinch.
Look at your last 5 text messages. Are those people feeding your flames or dousing your fire?
Get rid of the excess, the wasted time.
The people that you spend time with are going to make or break your dreams. Everybody don't deserve to be around you. You got to defend your light with your life.
And when you do this, when you do put them down, when you quit going there, when you quit giving them your time, you inadvertently find yourself spending more time and in more places that are healthy for you, that bring you more joy.
Choose actions that are in your own best interest. Every day, we are choosing shit that's not in our own best interest.
Remember, just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Don't confuse movement with progress.
We have to define success for ourselves. And then we have to put in the work to maintain it. Take that daily tally. Tend our garden. Keep the things that are important to us in good shape.
I believe that self-discipline is the definition of self-love. That when you say that you love yourself, that means that you have behavior towards yourself that is loving.
Instead of creating outcomes that take from us, let's create more outcomes that pay us back, fill us up, keep your fire lit, turn you on for the most amount of time in your future.
Some people would rather kill your dream than see you succeed.
Oh, you don't understand how hard it is to make it, Brendan. It's so hard these days.
Everybody told me you're nuts. You can't do that. You can't do that.
First and foremost, haters are losers. Haters are unquestionably losers. They bring people down in hopes of elevating themselves, but that's not how the world works.
People don't like it. So many people I talked to at that time for Alipay, they say, this is the stupidest idea you have ever got.
You don't pay a lot of attention to reviews and those kind of things?
Well, you know, you're always affected by opinion, but the more opinions there are of you, the less I look at them, because I just can't live my life based upon what other people think about me. So I can't concern myself too much with what other people think. You know, it's just not healthy. I don't think I could continue to do what I do if I was constantly worrying about what somebody thought about it.
You cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind. Self-discipline is the center of all material success. 99% of people are not willing to do what it takes to make their dreams come true. The Marines have a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And that's just real. At the center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline. Something as simple as food and eating, it's not about your body as much as it is about your mind. It's getting command of your mind to be able to choose actions that are in your own best interest.
A lot of people are just trying to change a lot of times. Like I just did a podcast on habits, right? How to be able to adopt new habits and also delete and get rid of, you know, break bad habits, right? And so a lot of people always want to usually make a change on behavior. They want to get themselves to work out. They want to get themselves to meditate. They want to get themselves to read more each day. They want to get themselves to X, right? Or they want to stop some behavior. They want to stop smoking. They want to stop eating this food. They want to stop, I always tell people, stop checking your phone the first hour of the day. You know, you've heard this many times, right? You win the first hour of the day, you win the day.
Every day, we are choosing shit that's not in our own best interest, right? So if the world is attacking you and the world wants to fight you and the world's trying to hold you down, so you're gonna kick yourself in the balls? So you're gonna stop yourself from getting what you dream?
When I want to transform or transcend or make a real positive change, I'm looking at all the other areas of ourself. So I'm looking at, for example, our environment. Are people setting up their environment to win? So change doesn't just happen at this level of behavior, but what you have to change the environment. So for example, if you want to stop eating a certain food, it helps to be able to have not have that food in your home, right? So you change the environment.
In life, we must all suffer one of two pains: the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. I'm asking you, choose wisely.
So whatever it is that you're trying to achieve in life, the critical component is getting things done, and getting things done in a systematic way. Building the character that's associated with getting things done in a systematic way requires that you become disciplined.
And if we live a lazy, undisciplined life, and we just give in to our feelings, and we act on these emotional impulses, we're gonna make very poor choices that we regret later on. We would be much better off to just discipline ourselves right now, so that later on, we don't have to carry that heavy load of regret.
I think a lot of people suffer from decision-making fatigue, right? And this is very strong research saying that you can only make a certain amount of good decisions a day. And after that is spent, you can't anymore. And that's really been fine-tuned in the medical field with surgeons and such, in terms of seeing their, you know, where they're making their errors and stuff with early on in the day or later in their days and stuff like that. But we all, as entrepreneurs or as employees and executives or as parents, we all can make a certain amount of decisions. And that's why, you know, people like Mark Zuckerberg or Tony Hsieh, they wear the same t-shirts and sweatshirts all the time because they don't want to spend, you know, use up one of their decisions thinking, oh, what am I going to wear today,
right?
And so my goal is to streamline my life, put the routines the first hour of the day and the last hour of the day. I really micromanage to the point where it's habitual. I don't even have to think about it. And then, because those are the times of the day where I can really have the most impact, because later on in the middle of the day, you know, team members need this, there's firefighting this, client needs that. But the first hour, the last hour, I really want to control. So all this really helped develop grit and resilience, you know, in my body so I could have the ability to persevere. And also I stand guard to my brain all the time, what goes in. You know, I don't watch like a lot of the negative news and all the market. I really focus, like, you know, I watch and I listen to your show and maybe a handful of little things I read each day because I need to keep it positive. I want hope and I'm looking for help. I'm looking for inspiration and also instruction.
Self-discipline is the definition of self-love. When you say that you love yourself, that means that you have behavior towards yourself that is love. Like you say to yourself, hey man, look, I know you want to eat that pizza and it'll be really good, you know, but I can't let you eat that, man, because if you eat that pizza, you're going to feel like shit. You know, and I love you too much to let you eat that. And I think the word discipline has kind of gotten a bad name. We think about it in terms of punishment. I'm not talking about discipline in that way. I'm talking about discipline in the sense that you forego immediate pleasure for the exchange of long-term self-respect. Self-love is when you say to yourself, oh, man, look, I know you and that girl got a real connection. I know y'all vibe, but that's your girl's cousin. So I love you too much to let you do that.
self-love is, hey, look, I know you got a test on Monday, you know? I know you really want to go out with your friends, it's Saturday night, you want to go out, but if you fail that test, you're not going to feel good about yourself. You know, I love you too much to let you go out tonight. Self-discipline is self-love. If you want to be happy, you have to love yourself, which means you have to discipline your behavior. The road to sustained happiness is through disciplining your behavior.
Your goal, your outcomes in life are nothing but compounded habits.
There's a bunch of things you perfectly know well that you could stop doing that would improve your life.
Sometimes we need that. You know, maybe you need me to say it or not. Maybe you knew before you even started this video that there were some things you need to cut from life. Maybe some things that were wrong.
Break habits that are not helping you become a stronger version of yourself. You see them, you know they're there. Be honest about it. If it's taking you off track, just get rid of it.
If you want to have more, you have to become more. So for things to change, you've got to change. For things to get better, you've got to get better. And when you improve, everything and all your results improve around you.
If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task, and another, and another. The little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right.
And if you want to sort out the world, then what you do is you sort yourself out. It's a serious business, right? They say it's more difficult to rule yourself than to rule a city.
You can change the behavior that you want to. And with that, you can change your life. Changing behavior is a skill. It's something that you can learn to do. You can get better at creating new habits.
You have to be willing to start. And for people that procrastinate, starting is the hardest part. For people that worry, for people that think too big, starting is the hardest part.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, by your own definitions, right, within the value structure that you've created to the degree that you've done that, what would you be like?
You are responsible for your life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time, because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward.
You can create yourself. In fact, no one else is going to create you.
Everybody has to start somewhere. It starts with you taking responsibility for you and saying, hey, I got to go out and get one little skill at a time.
The key is to slowly grow your mini habits into full habits.
Make up your mind you're going to do it every day, every day, every day. Until you don't have to think about it, and then you'll automatically do it.
You can't achieve great things by procrastinating more and more. The only way to get what you really want in life is to stop procrastinating and start taking action.
You can change, that you can change anything you want.
Start each day with a task completed. Find someone to help you through life. Respect everyone. Know that life is not fair and that you will fail often. But if you take some risks, step up when the times are the toughest, face down the bullies, lift up the downtrodden, and never ever give up.
It's the repeated pushing yourself a little bit harder, like taking a little bit more risk. That's how big things happen. It's 1,000 small steps.
And if you are watching television all the time and you're playing video games and you're stuck at home and you're not really living a rich and full life, that's also not anything to do with the media or society or the fact that you're tired after work. No, that's you. You're responsible for that. So take full responsibility.
So if you don't like what you're experiencing and what you're producing as results in your life, you have to change your mental, your visual, and your behavioral responses to the events that occur in your life. Remember this, nothing will change for the better until you do.
See, sometimes we can't say, I can do that. But what we can say, that it's possible that I can have my dream. As we run toward it, as we work on it day in and day out.
Stop making excuses.
Listen to me, if you work for it, if you're willing to put in that sweat, that blood and those tears, baby, I'm telling you, you can have what you want, be what you want, do what you want. Are you hearing me?
I'm here to tell you that it can be done. You can make the transformation. You can take yourself to places you never knew you could go. But it requires you to make a decision and decide.
Look, if you're not training, that says something about your obsession or lack of obsession with winning. I want you to win.
And make a decision to not settle anymore.
There is nothing as powerful as a changed mind.
Get active. Get out there. The more active you are, the more you refine your skills, the more opportunities you uncover.
You got to play physical. You got to play tough because the game itself is tough. The game itself is hard, but I know you got what it takes not to quit, not to give up. This is a physical sport, and if you want it, you got to go get it. You got to play hard for it. Keep going till you see. Don't quit. Don't give up. Listen to me. Don't give up. Don't give in. You hang in there. You hang in there because if you quit right now, you ain't going to never see it. You ain't going to never get it, but if you hold on, baby. But if you hold on, everything you dreamed of, everything you envisioned, everything you work for is coming.
You've got to want to change, and you've got to decide to change, and you've got to be the one to actually change.
If you keep pressing, you keep winning day by day by day by day, that the results are going to come.
Take massive action now, because that's the only way that you can change.